Greetings, everyone. This is Fred Coulter. Welcome to Church at Home. Church at Home is sponsored by the Christian Biblical Church of God, and we are dedicated to restoring original Christianity for today. We saw one of the greatest hurricanes to hit the United States for many decades. People argue back and forth, well, is it global warming? But they forgot to tell you that the moon is closer to the earth than it has been in decades. So the tide is higher. The ocean is not rising. There are also those who say that this is a pattern which hit the United States back in the 1950s, where they had 15 hurricanes come up on the East Coast. And the true scientists know that the Atlantic is warming and the Pacific is cooling. And these are forces and powers greater and beyond what men are able to do and to control or to stop. There are even those who say that there were men sitting with their remote controls making this hurricane worse than ever before, that man has the ability to do that. Well, I doubt that. Men have tried. Men can alter things a little bit, but they don't have the power that God has. And there's a reason that a lot of these things take place, and it happens in every generation. You can go back in history, and these things occurred. You can go back further in history, and you can see that because of sin, God had to destroy the whole ancient world with a flood. And the evidence is everywhere that a flood took place. And yet men who reject God, believe in evolution, do not accept these facts. But the truth is, when we look around the world, there are a lot of things that are taking place. And we live in a time where we have instant communication, no longer rapid, instant. We know instantly when something happened. And we know the things that happen around the world. Now, I've got a report here just for the year 2010, not counting what has happened in 2011 and not counting the Hurricane Isaac and Hurricane Irene and now the Frankenstorm of Hurricane Sandy, causing a lot of devastation, causing a lot of death. Although because we knew that these things were coming, many people were able to evacuate and their lives were spared. But the devastation that has hit the East Coast, especially in New Jersey, is so mind-boggling. It is so devastating. There has never been anything like it in the history of the United States. Now, let's look back and see. 2010, there were 6 major earthquakes. There were 5 major volcanic eruptions. There were 7 major floods, 4 major landslides, and 5 major hurricanes. And all of this everywhere causes death, sorrow, destruction, and people wondering, why? Why do these things happen? Well, we're going to examine that from the Word of God. Because you see, God is creator, God is in charge, and He's the one who controls the weather, the oceans, the heavens, the earth. He's the one who says that He shakes the heavens and shakes the earth. And for what reason? Well, we'll find out here in a little bit. And who is to blame? There are a lot of people to blame. But the question is then, what are you going to do about it? What can you do? Now, I'm not saying what can you do to stop an earthquake. I'm not saying what you can do to stop a hurricane. We'll be saying, what are you going to do with your life? Once you know that the collective total of all human behavior is responsible for what takes place. Now, we have a scripture here in Romans 8 and verse 22, where it says, for we know that all the creation is groaning together and travailing together until now. And it is. There are problems. There are difficulties. There are things that come along that human beings do not like to understand that God is doing this to get their attention. You know, it's much like the atheist who goes to war. When the bullets are flying around his head while he's in a foxhole, he says, God save me! And then soon gets up and walks away and forgets all about it. Well, there's a reason for a lot of these things. A lot of these we find in the book of Jeremiah. Now, the book of Jeremiah is an interesting book because what it does, it examines God's relationship with the people called Israel and Judah. And this goes all the way back to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So a lot of these things have their roots very, very deeply in the Bible. And the children of Israel, 12 tribes, by the way, they were the ones that God gave the Holy Land to originally. Now, it's amazing, absolutely amazing. We will see some very same things that are taking place today that took place back then, that Jeremiah prophesied about, which I'm going to read, which apply to us today. And the reason is that we are, with the founding of this nation, the fulfilling of a prophecy that God gave to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. So is it any wonder that in our Constitution we acknowledge God and Creator and inalienable rights that God has given? Because God promised to give this nation to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we are the recipients of it. We have no great inherent ability that makes us better than anyone else. But God was fulfilling his prophecy, keeping his covenant word to Abraham to provide us with this great land. Just like he did to ancient Israel when he brought them into the promised land. And what happened with the children of Israel then? Just exactly what has happened to us here in America. See, because human nature is the same, cycles continue. That's why we have these disasters and these things that come along, because of sin, because of human weakness, because of the power of God, because of the judgment of God. Because, you see, people, even though they may think they are good, they really don't want God in their lives. Are good people, by your definition, good according to the Word of God? That's the ultimate question. So let's find out. Let's find out and learn the lessons of history and learn the lessons of our forefathers, what we need to do. Because the prophecies of the Bible show there are greater and more treacherous and more difficult and more awesome times that are coming ahead of us. Just like we see all of these things increasing in intensity. Just like we look at a map of the United States of America and there is not one section of the country that is not beset with difficulties and problems. Be it hurricanes, be it flood, be it too much rain, be it drought, be it fires, be it earthquakes, be it tragedies, be it sickness, be it disease, All of those things are there. And yet today, we live in such a society that we live in an unnatural, false reality because of modern media, modern entertainment, and especially the advertisements on television. Everything is happy, 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 happy. As a matter of fact, there's one ad that's the main word said.
I'm so happy, I'm floating on cloud nine. I'm so happy, I'm feeling swell, life is so sublime.
Imagine feeling this good about your car insurance bill.
Show me one ad that is really sad and hard to take. Well, maybe the one on helping the wounded warriors is hard to take, but that is reality. No one likes to hear about the things that are going to happen. Everyone thinks that he or she is in good standing with God, especially those who go to church or synagogue or cathedral. But there are a lot of people who don't. They think everything's going well because their sports and their pleasures and their entertainment. That's all upside for them. And they have no room for thinking about God. They forget God. But they say, we're still nice people. They reject his commandments and say, we're Christian. They look at these disasters that come along and proclaim afterwards, we're coming back. We're Americans. We're going to be stronger and better than ever before. They fail to heed the lessons of history. Where is Babylon? Where is Persia? Where is Greece? Where is Egypt? Where is Rome? Where are the 12 tribes of Israel? Where is God? Now, those are the important questions we need to understand. So let's see what God says through a priest that he raised up to be a prophet called Jeremiah. And he was to give a witness to the children of Israel, because he brought them into a wonderful land. Now, as we read these scriptures, I want you to think about the United States of America, the UK, Northwestern Europe, Australia, New Zealand, South Africa. I want you to think about those areas geographically, because those were the choicest places of the earth. And God put his people Israel there, all 12 tribes, now grown into multitudes and multitudes of people, never lost by God, never lost in the scriptures, but known of God, blessed of God. And God pleads with them. So let's read it. Let's pick it up here in verse 3, Jeremiah 2. Israel was holiness to the Lord in the first fruits of his increase. All that devour him shall be held guilty. Evil shall come on them, says the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord, O house of Jacob, and all the families of the house of Israel. Thus says the Lord, what injustice have your fathers found in me, that they have gone far from me and have walked after vanity and have become vain? Well, think about this for just a minute. How many people go to church and there are Bibles there and they even carry a Bible there? And a minister gets up to preach. One of the first things he says is, the law has been done away. That hateful, mean, evil law that God gave to Israel has been done away. Is that not injustice to God? God says his law is holy and perfect. Men say you don't need to keep it. Jesus says you need to repent and keep the commandments. Men say just accept Jesus and have him in your heart and you are saved. What injustice have you found in God? Was God just in bringing this hurricane, destroying all that property, causing people to die? Was that unjust of God? What have we done as a nation? Well, we've ignored God. We've turned our backs on him. So let's read on here. Nor did they say, where is the Lord who brought us up out of the land of Egypt, who led us through the wilderness, through a land of deserts and of pits, through a land of dry places and of deep darkness, through a land that no man passed through, where no man lived? And I brought you into a plentiful country to eat its fruit and its goodness. But when you entered, you defiled my land and made my inheritance an abomination. Surely did. Think about all that we have, everything, our country, our states, our cities, our homes, our apartments, our ranches, all the food production that we have, every bit of it came from God. Are we thankful? Do we obey God? Do we listen to his word? Or have our cities become festering sores of murder and drugs and abortion and adultery, homosexuality, commercialism, robbery, stealing, lying, cheating, corrupt politicians, so corrupt in their mind that to tell the truth would be easier than the lies they convey to us? And ask the question, in all of that, where is the thankfulness to God? So God says, here's what happened. The priest did not say, where is the Lord? How do you find the Lord? How do you seek the Lord? Who is the Lord? See, because we are all incomplete. We are all inadequate. Because God made us to need him and to need his spirit and to need his word and to need his laws. But beginning with Adam and Eve, they said, no, God. No, 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 no. Don't you come and tell us what to do. Don't you interfere with our pleasures and the things we want to do. And the priests stand up there and tell fairy tales. Oh, they use the word of God here a little, use the word of God there a little. If you go to church on Sunday, give yourself a test. How many of those preachers, ministers, or priests mention God's holy Sabbath? Huh? Oh, that's been done away. Well, then so has you shall not murder. You shall not steal. You shall not bear false witness. You shall not covet. You see where that kind of thinking gets you into trouble? And let's ask a question of each individual that is hearing this or watching it. Do you know the Ten Commandments? Do you keep the Ten Commandments? And if you do, how do you keep them? And then multiply that millions and millions of times over for the whole nation or whatever country you live in. And they who handled the law did not know me. There it is, right here. There's the law of God. They don't know God. 1 John, the second chapter, says, anyone who says, I know the Lord, and does not keep his commandments is a liar. Doesn't matter how nice he may appear. Doesn't matter how good he may be. Think about it for a minute. Multiply that how many hundreds of thousands of times over for the churches spread across the land who meet on Sunday. As you will know, a day that God never sanctified. Oh, well, the church changed it. not the true Church of God, not the true original Christianity of Christ. They never changed. So if you believe that, you believe a lie. And you are, in fact, though you may think you're very nice, though you may be a sweet, kind person, you're actually in rebellion against God. And we can look at all of the criminals and all their activities and all of their evil deeds that they have perpetrated, and we can throw a lot of blame on them, can't we? All the drug dealers, all the drug users, all the purveyors of evil, we can lay a lot of blame on them, can't we? But all the sweet little people, all the nice do-gooders who reject God, well, they don't do it in a violent way. They consider themselves to be nice and good, but they fit into the equation too. Now notice, they who handled the law did not know me. The rulers also rebelled against me. My. Look at all of the leaders. It's very evident that there are so few people who understand about the Word of God and the true role of rulers and leaders and princes, as it calls it in the Bible, that they are to serve the people and not themselves and not assume power to themselves. But look at what we have. Look at who the people elect. Look at their conduct. That all adds up to it. And the prophets prophesied by Baal and walk after things that do not profit. Think of that for a minute. Prophesied by Baal. Oh, well, I never heard anyone prophesy by Baal. Yes, you have. If you attend church on Sunday, you're a sun worshiper. That's Baal's day. And the prophets who say the laws have been done away are Baal's prophets with another Jesus. They aren't of God. Now, does that sound a little shocking to you? Well, think about it. Think about it deeply and ask yourself, where am I? What am I going to do? How do I find God? Because you see, the prophecies show that these things are going to get worse. The prophecies show that these are very difficult times indeed. And we will see explicitly the reasons why we need to understand that it is the leadership in religion and in government and in economics and in education, and all of those people are in the front line to accept responsibility for the society. And if they lead it in a way that is going to go on a downward spiral into sin and degradation and become like Sodom and Gomorrah and become like ancient Jerusalem, filled with abominations, and to worship idols, and to celebrate the holidays of Satan the devil, and then say, we're God's people, we're nice, we're good. So think about it. This is not meant to be a put down of anyone, but simply to state what God says needs to be said. What you need to get your life squared around with God first. After all, everything that you do, every breath that you take, every morsel of food you eat, every drop of water you drink, every thought you think, are all because God created you. And you need God. You need the truth. You need to seek God. Now we have a wonderful book that you need. Lord, what should I do? You need to understand that there are things you need to do to return to God. There are things you need to do to change your life. See, because God even promises that in the midst of terrible troubles, He will still watch over you if you yield to Him and worship Him and follow Him. So I hope that these things will help you. I hope that these things will give you another look at the difficulties that take place in the world and how they affect everyone and what you can do in your life to change your life. So once again, thank you for inviting me into your home. And this is Fred Coulter saying, so long, everyone, until next time.